The Port of Dover and the Channel Tunnel are two of Britain's most important trade arteries. As many as 10,000 trucks rumble onto ferries every day, carrying a sixth of all trade in goods, while 6,000 lorries per day cross on the undersea rail link. Increasing processing times by just 2 minutes on average could lead to 17-mile-long traffic jams and 60-hour delays. More sips a Starbucks Americano as he approaches the border, where a UK official looks at his passport and waves him through. At the French checkpoint, he gives a cheery bonjour. Bonjour, monsieur. The woman replies, peering at his ID. A lengthy pause. Allez-y. Go ahead. Every export coming from the UK to the EU now needs a declaration form, and JJX's customs agent has handled all the appropriate paperwork. In total, about 200,000 traders need to make export declarations for the first time. Thankfully, Moore came prepared. He rolls his van onto a ramp and then down onto the train. In 36 minutes, he's on French soil. He joins a smooth-moving quay in a green lane for compliant freight and starts to exit the port. He notices French customs officials directing other trucks into the amber lane, which is filling up. 7:30 a.m., November 1st, Newry, counties Armagh and Down, Northern Ireland. In the 3 minutes, 73-year-old Jazz McDonnell takes to drive back to his sheep farm after his constitutional through the foggy hills. He leaves the EU, enters it, and leaves again. The Irish border is a crooked squiggle, and his land straddles it. 270 acres of lush, hilly farmland in the UK's Northern Ireland, 500 in the EU's Republic of Ireland. Once home, Jazz christened James, eats some hot porridge before setting out to move some rams. It's mating season.